And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you. This news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe, as well as Bayport State Bank and Bayport Pigeon Bad Axe and Seabwing. A Huron County man is facing probation following a no-contest plea in district court. Albert Camage appeared before Judge Ferris to answer to a charge of operating while intoxicated. The case stems from a May 25th incident in Caseville, where police initiated a traffic stop after observing Camage's vehicle repeatedly cross a solid yellow line. A subsequent blood draw conducted at McLaren Hospital returned a blood alcohol content result of 0.170. Camage, a 50-year-old construction worker, was sentenced to 6 months of probation. Under the terms set by the court, he must perform 18 hours of community service, submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and avoid establishments that serve alcohol. He is also required to pay $775 in remaining fines and cost. And Michigan's highest court is being asked to weigh in on a growing dispute over who has the final say on large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. 79 Michigan townships and other local governments have petitioned the Michigan Supreme Court to review a legal challenge involving Public Act 233, a law approved in 2023 that allows developers of certain utility-scale wind, solar, and battery storage projects to seek state approval under specific conditions rather than relying solely on local permits. The request comes after the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld most of the state's permitting framework in May. The Michigan Public Service Commission says it believes that decision was correct and intends to continue defending the law. The issue has sparked especially intense debate in Michigan's Thumb region, where several counties have already seen large wind and solar proposals. Local officials and residents there have voiced concerns about the loss of local control, potential impacts on farmland, and changes to rural landscapes. Some communities have passed or considered restrictive zoning ordinances or temporary moratoriums on new projects, while others have seen heated public meetings and divided opinions among residents. Supporters of the law argue that a more centralized approval process is needed to meet Michigan's clean energy targets and ensure a reliable power supply. Opponents, particularly in rural areas like the Thumb, say the law sidelines local decision-making and could accelerate development without sufficient community input. State officials have already received 10 applications under the new process, including 9 solar developments and 1 wind project. Additional proposals are expected as Michigan works to meet increasing electricity demand, including growth tied to expanding AI data centers. The Michigan Supreme Court has not decided whether it will hear the case, but if it does, the outcome could determine whether future decisions involving thousands of acres of farmland here in the state of Michigan remain primarily in the hands of local governments or shift to state regulators in Lansing. And we'll be right back after this message from McKenzie Jewelers.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers, located on the north side of Bad Axe. At our store, every piece of jewelry is crafted with love and attention to detail. We believe that jewelry is more than just an accessory, it's a way to tell your story. From beautiful engagement rings to sparkling necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and more, our collection is designed to make every moment shine. Whether you're celebrating a love story, looking for a gift, or simply treating yourself, we're here to help you find the perfect piece. We also offer custom designs to create a beautiful, one-of-a-kind piece that is exclusively yours. We're dedicated to providing personalized service and building lasting relationships with our customers. We'd love to be part of your special moments. Visit McKenzie Jewelers today, where every piece tells a story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we have no obituaries at this time, so we're going to go over to Ashley now, and we'll be right back with your national and international news.
Sizzling hot deals are available now at Ashley and Bad Axe. It's the summer savings event, and that means you get the hottest deals on the latest styles for your space. Now is your chance to save up to 30% off accessories, up to 30% off end tables, and up to 25% off store-wide. Ashley has the best selection of dining sets, love seats, sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, recliners, lift chairs, mattresses, and more. Plus, when you're in store, remember to shop our summer steals starting at $399. And if you live in an active household, you need to check out the Novella Performance Fabric Collection. It's exclusive to Ashley and is washable, stain resistant, and fade resistant. So whether you've been holding off new furniture due to kids or pets, now you don't have to with Novella Performance Fabric from Ashley. You can also make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Ashley is locally owned and operated and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we are back. An unrelenting heat wave is gripping the American Southwest, pushing temperatures past 115 degrees in several major metropolitan areas. Utility companies are urging residents to conserve power during peak afternoon hours to prevent widespread blackouts. Emergency cooling centers have been opened across Arizona and Nevada to protect their vulnerable communities. The prolonged extreme weather is testing the limits of upgraded regional power grids. While no major failures have been reported as of right now, energy officials warn that the system is operating at near maximum capacity. Meteorologists expect the stifling conditions to persist well into next week. And Japan's House of Representatives has taken a major step towards altering a decades-long royal tradition by passing a bill to revise imperial law. The lower house approved the measure after a swift one-day debate aimed at addressing the rapidly dwindling number of eligible members within the imperial family. The legislation looks to ensure the stability of the monarchy moving forward, though it does stop short of allowing reigning empresses. The bill now heads to the upper house, where it is expected to face intense scrutiny from traditionalist lawmakers. We'll be right back after this message from Bayport State Bank.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep, he only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank, that is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.